Nothing, just an incident.
That's what you get when you don't leave the space.
I am stupid.
Get in there, Lewis.
Hello, and welcome back to part 2/bonus episode of Fan Behavior and F1 Podcast. I'm Zoe, back with Hannah.
Hey.
Thank you all for your patience as you awaited the part 2 of the reasons why you should root for every F1 driver. We didn't want to give you guys a 2-hour podcast,
right.
I guess. I mean, you may have liked that. You may not have, but we're back. Part 2. We are now going to talk about the remaining 10 drivers that you should be a fan of, or reasons why you should be a fan of these 10 drivers. A lot to get into. A lot of reasons.
Yeah, it's pretty stacked.
It's pretty stacked. We did save the best. Well, I shouldn't say the best for last, because we did have wonderful...
Yeah.
Daniel, so many great people in part one. So I don't even want to go there, but
longer dialogue in this
longer
one.
Longer dialogue. Yeah, exactly. Okay. To kick things off, we are going to start with Mr. Esteban Ocon.
Now, Esty Bestie.
I think that's one reason why you should root for him.
Yeah.
Fun nickname. He really is. I think there's a lot of drivers who've come up from nothing or had struggles, but I think Esteban is really one of the drivers who has had to really fight for his right to be in Formula One.
Yes. Nice.
That's gonna come back. And his family really had to be an F1 driver. Obviously, we all know this, it's so expensive, it costs so much money, time, especially when you're young, growing up, go-karting, trying to make your way, it takes so much money. And his family did not have a lot of money growing up.
Right.
But he managed to get himself in Formula One. And I think it's really admirable. There's a lot of drivers on the grid who had very rich families who just could pay the way. And it was, I shouldn't say easy, but they had to have the talent too, but he really had to work very, very hard to get to where he is. So I think if you want to root for somebody who really earned his place in F1.
Yeah.
Esteban is your guy. He fought for it. He's also a very solid driver.
Yes.
He came into F1. He was teammates with Checo. Then that team got bought by Lance Stroll, and only one driver could stay. Lawrence Stroll.
I was like, wait.
He was bringing Lance along him. Only one driver could stay out of Esteban and Checo. Esteban got the boot for Lance, and Esteban made his way back into Formula One.
Right.
He got it down. He's one of Toto Wolff's guys. Mm-hmm. Toto Wolff, really, I think he was his agent for a while and really believed in him. So he's resilient.
Yes.
He's won a race, which again, can't say that for every driver on this list.
True.
Which I think is impressive. Got on a podium last season. He's, especially because he's Alpine driver, the car's not very reliable, so you don't always know what you're going to get.
Right.
But I feel like every season he delivers.
Yeah.
Which cannot say the same for lots of these drivers.
Yeah.
BFFs with Mick Schumacher.
Yeah. Love that.
That's very fun. They travel a lot together. I think they celebrated New Year's Eve together. Mm-hmm. It's a green flag. And I think also a green flag is he is very close with Lance Stroll.
Yeah.
And I think the dichotomy of Lance being the ultimate pay driver.
Yeah.
And Esteban being the guy who's the opposite of a pay driver.
It's right.
He could very easily hate Lance.
Yeah.
And have kind of reason to
not chip on his shoulder about it. Yeah.
But he just is this is how it is. And he likes Lance. I think that's great. And he seems a nice person. He genuinely seems a kind person.
Yeah. Agreed. Travis Kelsey. Yeah. So if anyone is new, you maybe don't know this. If you have been here for a while, you definitely know this. But we are Kansas City Chiefs fans. And Travis Kelsey, who is the wide receiver?
Tight end.
I'm so dumb. Of course he's the tight end. I knew that. Anyway,
he's
I don't care.
He's basically a wide receiver, though. But yes, he's a tight end.
He wears lots of hats and has a tight end and is dating Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Okay. So him and Patrick Mahomes, who is the quarterback, have invested in Alpine or Alpine, depending on who you ask. And, at Coda.
Yeah.
So, Esteban wore Travis's jersey.
Yeah. That's a big moment. That was pretty cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we saw him. He was like, I don't know.
Yeah, we did see him biking away.
A couple inches away from us.
Yes, exactly.
And he's tall. I will say there are very, if you are tall men only, tall people only, you don't have a lot of options on this grid. And he's tall.
Do you ever think about that? Like, does that sway you? Are you one of those people?
Not in this scenario, because I don't have a lot of options there.
But like with like celebrities, for example, does that make, does that sway your opinion? I'm not talking about people you know in real life.
Oh, okay. Like, no, only because it's never going to happen. So it's not like I.
But it doesn't take away from the, like, if, like, you're not.
It wouldn't take away from it until I saw it for myself in real life. Like, allegedly, and I'm probably wrong, but someone told me that Jess McCartney's like 5'5". Okay, well, I don't know if that's true, but a long time ago,
yeah,
I was in love with Jess McCartney. Yeah. Now I'm really afraid of him.
Okay, because like obviously everyone's talking about Jeremy Allen White.
Oh,
me talking about him like every like well, I think about him all the time.
I mean, he just popped up with that Calvin Klein ad and ruining everyone's life.
Exactly, my life. And yeah. He's like a short king, and people are like, he's short, and I'm like, I couldn't care less. Like,
yeah,
he could be 4'5".
No, he couldn't.
He could.
No, Zoe.
Okay.
That's not true. How tall is he?
He's probably like, I mean, I could look at what the internet says of his height. Sorry for the derailment.
This is how he had to be two parts.
Yeah.
This is important.
Let's see how tall he is.
We love a journey.
He's very close to your birthday. February 17th.
Isn't that your mom's?
No.
No.
That's Sarah's birthday. Our friend Sarah.
Yes.
So it says he's 5'7".
Oh, so he's my height?
I guess.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I thought he was shorter than me.
Well, so I'm saying he might be shorter than that. I don't know. Well,
Here's the thing. I don't care that he's short.
No.
If by some very random, incredibly impossible scenario that ever put me on a date with Jeremy Allen White, I might think twice.
Okay, well.
I might. I don't know.
I would kill you, first of all, for even getting the date. And then I would kill you for having second thoughts about it.
You're so supportive of me. Thank you. No, I would. It's not that I wouldn't go out with him. It's just like, it's something to think about.
This episode.
It's starting off with a bang.
It is. So
no, I guess.
Short doesn't matter.
No, not really.
It doesn't matter to me.
It's all a delusion, this world we're in.
But my point is, like, if somebody is hot, then someone's hot, and the height doesn't matter. That's my point.
No, again, well, in a celebrity culture way, you're hot, but we actually, like, you're a normie who I might actually have a relationship with. I sometimes do wonder, like, there is something about someone who is shorter than me that I don't know that I can fully get there.
Totally. I get it. I get you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so. Okay, moving on. To the
short game.
No, to the Jeremy Allen White of the F1 grid.
So
nice
true.
Transition.
Great. I planned that whole thing.
Mr. Pierre Gasly.
So right, though. I saw you post about that.
Right?
It was for us the other day. For you guys, it was a while ago. But so true.
So true.
So true.
Like, and someone messaged us and was like, we are waiting for Pierre's. Like, they were like, he needs to be in his divorced dad energy time, because think about it.
Yeah, well, Joe Jonas is in that era too.
I told you that.
I know. That's why I brought it up. God, I didn't coin it. You put it in my head. I was reminding everyone about that.
And like, we talk about Pierre Gasly and like the lack of like, you know, photo dumps and stuff. It's like, if he was in his divorce dad era, like, can you imagine what would happen?
Also, just his, you know, dad era is going to send me into space probably. But yes.
Anyway.
No, the divorced dad is just like
it's a whole new thing.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, exactly.
And they are all short, which is interesting. I wonder if that has anything to do with the divorce. And by all, I mean the two people that we're talking about in this situation.
We'll keep tabs on anyone else. Like, and they both have two daughters.
Ooh. Interesting.
I know. So we'll keep tabs on future divorces and see what lines up.
Yeah, okay.
Also, like...
Stay tuned.
Unfortunate that, like... We talk about these dads, but we don't talk about the, like, why. Like, the dads get to be, like, hot divorced dads, and then the women are, like, having to, like, it's a bit unfair.
Well, it is unfair, but to me, they've been, like, I don't think that, like, they're still wonderful, like, powerful. Like, their energy never changed for me. Mm. Like, Sophie Turner did not change for me when she became a married mother.
Sure.
She still slays.
Totally. Okay, anyway, Pierre Gasly. So, yeah. I said tripod.
Sure.
Now that just kind of is like, that's a word, but that like tells you also everything you need to know about Pierre Gasly.
Yeah.
He will, he is unhinged. Okay.
Incredibly.
He will say what's on his mind, mm-hmm. whatever it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a lot of people, this is cringe. A lot of people, this is an ick. Mm-hmm. People get an ick from Pierre Gasly. And I can see that.
Yeah. You just don't get the ick.
I don't get the ick. And, and I think there's another way to look at it, which is just like, he's unhinged and it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
From a race perspective and a driver perspective, like, he's a hard worker. Mm-hmm. He has a good story. Again, like, the Red Bull of it all, losing the seat, then, like, fighting back, getting the win. Mm-hmm. He's had a lot of kind of adversity, strong driver at Alpine. Like, he's a good driver. Mm-hmm. So again, another race winner.
Yeah.
Podiums. You know, he doesn't always have the best machinery.
No.
But he's able to, like, get the job done when he needs to.
Mm-hmm.
Friends with lots of people on the grid. He seems to be pals with lots of people. Best friends, childhood friends with Mr. Charles Leclerc, which,
I love that they're childhood friends.
Love it. You have to love it.
Yeah.
And it says a lot about the fact that they've stayed friends for as long as they've been friends, mm-hmm. and they both made it. I think it's great. Also really good friends with Yuki. Like, we've always said with Pierre, like, he kind of has this sort of, like, he could be like a dick. He could be kind of like an asshole frat bro type of guy.
Yeah.
But he actually seems very sweet and like, cares about people.
For sure.
Which is like a nice, okay. He kind of reminds me of, like, for those who've watched Grey's Anatomy.
Mm.
This is
Alex Karev.
Kind of Alex Karev, but I was more so going to say, like, Mark Sloan.
Oh, okay.
Like, sort of seems like he's kind of like tough guy edge, but, like, actually he's a softie on the inside. Yeah. I think that's kind of Pierre. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong about that, but I don't know.
I also feel like, I don't think he really did, but do you ever feel like he invented the photo dump?
I don't feel like he's invented it, but he definitely has perfected it.
Yeah. I mean, I just think
photo dump icon.
I just felt like I didn't see many photo dumps until Pierre. Maybe I just, you know, it's like when you're going to buy a car and then all of a sudden you see it everywhere. Yeah. It's like one's mattered.
Well,
until
no one did it like Pierre Gasly.
That's true.
It was so perfectly every race weekend. It was like, what are the photos going to be? What are we going to get from this? I mean, if he wasn't an F1 driver, he should definitely go into, like, social media.
Absolutely.
Marketing, something. Yeah. He has an eye for social media.
He does.
And he knows what to do, and it is excellent.
Yeah, there's also that Red Room video.
I said, he's hot, again, in the way that's, like, he's not Charles Leclerc, but he has, like, a je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
To use French on him.
Yeah.
I said Kika.
Yeah. I like her.
I like her a lot. I think she adds something to the content. I think she makes funny videos and TikToks, like, with him that, like, I enjoy.
Yeah.
And I think she adds, like, something new to the Pierre experience that I think is enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Gym pictures.
Yes.
You're going to get
there was that one window picture, like, he was in an orange swimming suit.
Yes. You put it on a tote.
And
for
didn't
me.
He jump into the ocean, like,
yeah.
That was fun.
He's just a bit unhinged.
Yeah.
You're just, you don't know what you're going to get with Pierre all the time. And, like, that's the fun.
But it's almost always good.
He also gets, like, kind of hot and, like, fresh, like, bother. Like, he has, like, issues on the track sometimes. Like, he's not afraid to, like, say if he has a problem with the driver or, like, you know, get mad on the radio.
Very vocal.
Yeah. He's a little bit, fiery, but that also adds a fun flavor to the Pierre experience.
Plus, you know, people used to call him Tripod when he was a kid. He's got a lot of anger.
Totally. He's so pissed about that.
So embarrassing.
So Jeremy Allen White of the F1 grid. We should maybe at some point, I don't know if it'd be possible, but, like, it would be funny to be like, to, like, assign each driver an actor. Mm. Like, who,
I'd love,
like,
to do that.
What actor they're kind of like.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Oscar Piastri.
I love
take
him.
This one.
Sure. So we've talked about this before. I really just didn't know anything about him, and he's a quiet guy. You know, he's very private.
He's quiet.
He really keeps to himself. And I just love him. I feel like we've got to see a lot more of his personality. He's like super dry, sarcastic personality. He's very funny when you don't anticipate it. He's one of those, like, sneaky, what do we call him? Oh, Sneaky Cross. Is he the Sneaky Cross?
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. And he's been in a long-term relationship since he was, I think they've been together like four or five years, which he's 22. So he's still young, but I also think, like, a commitment like that when you are traveling the world and, like, has the career you have, he's dedicated. He has three older sisters.
Or younger. I think they're younger.
All younger. Okay. So he has three sisters, yeah. though, which I think is always important. A brother with sisters is always different than a brother without sisters.
It's a green flag.
It's a green flag. He's very level-headed. We have decided we think it's... You don't think so?
No. I was just realizing, like most of our favorite drivers have sisters or, like, have a sister. Continue.
Okay. But just very level-headed. Like, he doesn't lose his cool. Unlike Pierre, he doesn't get fiery really on the radio. Nope. He's just very calm. We have said before it could be an Aussie thing because Daniel seems to be the same way. They seem to be the only two that seem to be that way. And they're the only two Aussies on that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
He's a great driver. I think you told me this. I didn't know this, but he studied like engineering in school. So his parents basically made him do that so that he had a career to go into. Mm-hmm. And the driving thing didn't work out, but it's worked to his advantage because he knows a lot of what's going on with the car. So he can have, I think the meetings that he has with the engineers are probably a lot more productive because he can understand like what they're talking about and have an idea of all of that, which I think is great. I was listening to, he was on F1 with, Dax Shepard. Mm-hmm. And I guess his dad owns some company that I'm totally gonna lose it here because I don't really remember what it does, but I think it has to do with like old cars. Forget it. I don't remember, but it's like really, it's a really big company, and I think he basically mixed like cars with like computer engineering or software. Like I think it's when I don't really know what it does, but I just thought it was really interesting and cool that it's a big deal in that community.
Yes.
So it seems like everyone's involved. His parents seem really sweet. His mom is an icon on the Twitters.
Yes.
I just love him. And he's a great, in his rookie season, he did a hell of a job.
He's basically like a prodigy driver. He won F3 in his first season, won F2 in his first season. Like that is, that, you know, he is a world champion in the making. If you want to root for a world champion before they are world champion, Oscar Piastri is your guy.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's going to be something.
Yeah.
You know, and there's not very many that you can say that about. He is going to be something.
Yeah,
Buy stock now.
Yeah.
He is super, super, super good driver. So calm under pressure. Handles it all very, very well. Just very, doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low.
Yeah.
Like, he just, like, whenever he does something great, it's like, that was great. He doesn't like overreact necessarily.
Yeah.
He just, it's just, it all seems like it's just what he expects to have happen. And I think that's cool. I said, sarcastic king, so funny. Just the whole Alpine drama.
Like, what a way to enter
the tweet.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Like, it's just, do you remember when he cropped Pierre out of the it was like a podium, it was a sprint race podium, and it was Oscar, Max, and Pierre, but he cropped here. I don't know if that was like intentional, but like people were like, oh, he's throwing shade at Alpine. He's not afraid to throw a little shade here and there, which is always kind of fun, but he doesn't do it in the way that feels
disrespectful.
Like always kind of chill. Extremely calm on track. Aussie legend. I'm so excited for the Australian GP this year, because obviously Daniel, Oscar, like, what more could you want? Truly. And like, if you are Australian and you're listening to this, do you know how lucky you are?
I hope to have
like truly just like two icons as your drivers. Like we could only dream. We enjoy Logan, you know, he's great, but he's no Daniel or Oscar.
Right.
And wow. Love them both.
Yeah.
I really wish that motor racing was like in the Olympics.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because it would be so cool for Oscar and Daniel to get to be on a team together.
Yeah.
To do something together.
That'd be fun.
I think it's going to be eventually, but like not in Paris.
Yeah.
But would love. Or like Lando and Lewis and George.
Fine. That's too many, but.
Well, it depends on how big the team is, like what they do.
Yeah, what they do. Yeah.
Fernando and Carlos.
Nice.
Could be awesome.
Could be great.
Okay. Moving on. Lando Norris.
Love.
So I said, if you are somebody who loved One Direction, maybe you love boy bands, maybe you're young, you're in your teens, your early 20s, really any age, but like particularly, particularly young.
Yeah.
Like, this is your
the
guy.
Gen Z.
This is your guy. Yeah. Okay. Like, he is it.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Yes.
He's hot.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yes.
He's funny.
He's very cheeky.
He has all the components that like make a good kind of like celebrity. Yeah. But also just like a person to like have fans and for people to like be. And I keep comparing it to like a One Direction boy band type of guy. Cause like that really is kind of the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That he's providing. He wears many hats along with being a driver. He's a DJ. Mm-hmm. He's a golfer. He's a Twitch streamer. He's a
photographer.
Which is
very important.
I mean, like, what can't he do? He does it all.
We don't know yet.
We love that he has hobbies.
We do.
I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny and sarcastic in a different way than Oscar. Like, Oscar's much more dry.
Mm-hmm.
Lando's kind of more like a little more, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but like, sassy.
Yeah.
He's more sassy.
Yeah.
Oscar, I wouldn't say is very sassy, but Lando definitely is. And
for
he
sure.
is a great driver.
Yeah.
Again, another, not as much of a prodigy as Oscar Piastri, but like very much world champion in the making. He's got the goods.
He does.
And if you want to root for somebody, because we know, I certainly know, it is hard to root for someone when they are not delivering,
right?
When they're not doing well. It's tough.
It is tough.
And it's really fun when your favorite driver coalesces, like when they're also a great person and you enjoy their personality and all those things. When it comes together, what more could you want?
Chef's kiss.
And I think he's on the up and up. I think he has a real path towards like true celebrity.
Yeah.
If he wants it. Mm-hmm. And
his laugh is also really hilarious.
Yeah. Great.
Maria
Carré laughs at everything.
Yeah.
Like truly anyone can make him laugh. He has a great relationship also with like his former teammates, Carlos and Daniel, like very close with them, which I think says a lot too.
And he's also great with kids.
Yes.
We know the, you know, we saw that he was working like the, what is it? Girl Start.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Girl Start. Yeah.
Sorry. I just like totally glitched.
Yes.
But yeah, he's just, I love him. I'll be honest. I don't know when that happened for me. I don't remember. But
yeah, I'll have
to
go back into the archives.
It is what it is. And
he's
hot.
And I know, I know there's a lot of people that also like, he rubs people the wrong way.
For sure. Because he gets bratty.
He gets bratty. He can be bratty. And I can understand. He's also like a rich kid. Like his parents were very, you know, well off and all that stuff. And like, I totally understand why people are like, about Lando. I get it.
Yeah.
But if you just,
give it a chance.
You just can accept those parts of him. Like, there's just a lot to enjoy. And as you mentioned, like, he is, not having a glow up, but like, he's just
hot.
Getting like,
yeah, I think I remembered when it was.
What's that?
His first DJ set.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, but yeah.
Public.
Austin last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was
or
like,
2 years ago, I guess.
Whatever. Yeah. I was just like, oh, you're hot.
Mm-hmm.
And he does the, you know, the Pierre Gasly backwards baseball cap really well. Oh, we didn't even talk about that.
Shit.
God. Well, really quick.
Go back to
Pierre Gasly effect is when you wear your hair backwards, but Pierre doesn't.
Your hat backwards.
I mean, God. I'm sorry, guys. I haven't done this in so long.
Your hair backwards.
You know, you don't ever wear your hair backwards.
Well, Pierre's, you know, he's just trying to keep the hair he has.
God love him.
God love him.
He and Daniel should see something. Maybe they can split the cost. But yeah, Lando's hot and you should be a fan.
You should be a fan. I mean, another person you should be a fan of, Charles Leclerc.
He is Formula One.
He 100%.
You know what I mean?
He is Formula One. Like, other people
is.
Are, but like, he is the quintessential Formula One. Like, this is Formula One.
Yes. Exactly. That's why I said it. Like, he's got the family history.
Yeah.
Which is very sad.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Pierre. Oh, we keep forgetting about Pierre, but like
Antoine.
Yeah. But that's not really a reason to be a fan of him.
No.
But anyway. Okay,
but he has
continue.
Gone through hardships and he continues to persevere. He had a friend who passed away in a at Spa in an F2 race.
Yeah.
Bad. Anyway, so Charles, I guess while we're talking about tragedy. Charlotte's lost.
Funny.
No, it's not funny. It's just we are funny. Not the topic at hand. But Charles lost his father.
Yes.
And then also his godfather, Jules Bianchi. Mm-hmm. Am I saying that right? Mm-hmm. Who was also a Formula One driver. He actually passed away after an accident. A track that I don't recall.
Oh, I think it was Suzuka.
Suzuka.
Well,
okay.
He got injured at Suzuka
right.
And then passed months
afterwards.
Later. Yeah.
Did you say months later?
Yeah, it was like
realize that. Okay,
was
not good.
Yeah.
But Charles is a great brother.
Yes.
He has he has a younger brother named Arthur who is also a driver in F2, and then an older brother who
Lorenzo.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he does, but he's very handsome.
Saw him in Charles and him IRL.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, great son. Mm-hmm. You're so right about Charles being Formula 1.
I mean, he just is.
He is Formula 1. You know what
I see this? Okay, this is going to I just want to be so clear cuz I know people take their legends very seriously. I am not comparing
to Michael Schumacher.
No.
Oh wait.
Senna.
Oh god, okay.
There's that one picture of and I think now I'm going to get myself all nervous here, but there's one picture of Senna that I feel like I see, and he's in the red race suit, and he just looks iconic.
Yes,
yeah. And that is how I view Charles Leclerc.
Yeah, he's like, you know what he's like? He's like, okay, to keep bringing Hollywood into this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
you know how there's like, okay, there's Hollywood actors, and then there's like lots of interest, you know, there's like the interesting actors, the Jeremy Allen White, I don't know, and like, but then you have like your movie star.
Yeah,
and you're like,
classic.
This is the guy that's like gonna lead movies. Yeah. He is like
your Georges, your Brads, your Leos.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that is Charles Leclerc.
Yes.
That is Charles Leclerc. He is that.
He's the leading man.
He's in like the right now, he's maybe post Leo and Titanic.
Yes.
But he's in that. He is just yes, 100%. He's the Prince of Monaco.
Yeah.
He should be the Prince of Monaco.
Yeah,
like 100%.
He's a little busy for those.
He may have the worst luck known to mankind mm-hmm. on the track, but yet he perseveres so much. So
his mom still cuts his hair, which I love.
He's a great driver. Mm-hmm. Like so good. Has such potential. Like it's all there for him. Like, and if I think a reason to be a fan of his is like, he has it.
Yeah.
He has it.
Yeah.
It just needs to all come together.
Yeah. He's funny.
He's so funny.
He speaks several languages.
Yeah. He's unsuspectingly funny.
Yes.
He's one that, and I don't think he tries to be funny as much, but he is very funny.
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Stunning person. Mm-hmm. Just again, back to the movie star quality.
Yeah.
I actually wrote, and I don't really mean this, but I mean this, like, I do mean, you, I know.
I know what you mean.
But I mean, I said he's the love of my life.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
He's not actually the love of my life, but like,
yeah.
In my heart, he's the love of my life.
Yeah.
Like he is like.
Cause it's like that romance movie, like love human. Do you know what I mean?
He's also just like, he's like the anchor for me of Formula One. Like
he's the glue.
And like when I think about my future as a fan, it's like, okay, well, how much longer is Daniel going to be around?
Yeah.
How much longer is Lewis going to be around? But it's like Charles Leclerc is like, okay.
Yeah.
He is around.
When you think Formula One, you think Charles Leclerc.
Carlos Sainz.
His hair.
I said the best hair on the grid, bar none.
The best hair maybe on the planet.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, there's some good hair out there.
There is. But man, he's got it down.
He has got the goods.
And I think what's so impressive, and we've discussed this at length, so I apologize, but the fact that it looks better after a race,
yeah,
is incredible, and I wish you could just engineer that and sell it.
Not necessarily a reason to be a fan of him for the hair, but it is a plus.
You can't not talk about it.
It's a perk. Yeah. Virgo King,
mm-hmm. Which is why he's always fatigued.
No, I do respect the Virgo energy on the track. I do respect him. You know, taking everything into his own hands.
Yes,
given the fact that he races for Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Does his own strategy.
That is where he differs from Charles, where Charles is a loyal, very, very loyal person.
Carlos is going to take control.
Yeah.
He's going to get the job done. He's going to figure out a way.
He's going to keep Lando in DRS on purpose.
Exactly. Like he's got the brain going.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good driver.
He's a great driver.
He's a good driver. He's very solid. And I actually think too, like people have compared him and Daniel and like their career paths, you know, like they both went to Renault.
Mm-hmm.
They both went to McLaren, but like Carlos's steps were all positive. Mm-hmm. He always went to the right team at the right time. Daniel, not so much.
Yeah.
And he just made very smart career moves over the course of his time in F1. Knew he wasn't, I mean, people don't know that he started out as a Red Bull junior driver.
Yeah. I always forget
that. And like he knew at that time Daniel and Max were at Red Bull, and like he knew he wasn't going to get there, and so like he starts to make a change and ends up at, you know, mm-hmm. racing for Ferrari, and it's like, wow, that could have gone a different way for him.
For sure.
But you know, I think he's very smart. He's good. Hot. Can't be denied. Some people don't. He can be.
The thing is, he's hot, but he's not always photogenic. See,
no,
where totally. I feel like Charles, I don't know if I've really seen a bad picture, never. Unless he's like sneezing or something. Like, he's one of those that like always takes a good picture. Yep. Carlos is not that way. And it seems like he has an enemy with the somewhere within the Ferrari social media team, because he's often, the pictures that are posted of him aren't, you know, great. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's beautiful. Family man.
Yep.
He travels with it. Well, Carlos Sosa's manager?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Mm. Anyway, cousin. Carlos Sosa's on his team, his cousin. He's great relationship with his dad, who's also a racing icon in the world of rally mm-hmm. cars, mm-hmm. or however we say. I'm still new to this whole like cars thing, guys.
Yeah. The extended universe.
And
I said he's great friends with Lando.
Yeah.
Which is fun. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got some good friends on the grid. Great golfer.
Yes.
He really seems to be good at everything he does.
Like, yeah, which is pretty annoying.
Like, everything he kind of tries, he's good at, mm-hmm. you know. And yeah, I mean, there's really not much else to say about him.
Yeah, he's a charmer.
It's kind of like, you know, checks all the boxes.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
All right. George Russell.
Your classic Brit.
Classic.
Just, there's so much about George. And honestly, it's surprising, because for a long time, I didn't really
like him.
Love George. I just didn't. I feel like also it was at a time where Williams wasn't very good. He seemed a little whiny.
Yep.
Really
wanted that Merc seat
moments.
Too. Like, yeah, was overly really, yeah. eager about that, which was a bit of a.
But you just can't ignore his ability to just create content on accident.
100%.
He is a meme king on accident. Yeah. And
you have to love him even if you don't.
Yes.
Like, he, and like, this is a testament. You know, my dad mm-hmm. used to really not like George. He said he was AI.
Yeah.
Like, he was an AI.
yeah.
person, and like, that is true, he still is AI, but now he loves George. Actually, we were just talking about,
he loves him.
Yeah, he loves him.
That's big news.
We were just talking about, eventually my dad wants to get a dog, and
oh wow,
he decided he's going to name the dog Yuki. Okay,
cute.
And he wants to have three names, because he wants the dog to have three names. I don't know, he thinks it's funny. And okay. he wants it to be Yuki George something. George has entered the dog name
Yuki George Ricardo. He doesn't like him as much,
maybe. No, he does like sound. Daniel, but yeah. I don't know. But and the point is, George is the kind of guy that, like, you can really try hard to not like him, yeah, but ultimately you're going to be won over, because he is, you know, in the same way that Yuki is very much himself, George is yes. very much himself. He's always, he is who he is. And
yeah.
you, at some point, are just like,
okay.
You accept it,
yeah.
and then you learn to just love that part of him.
Absolutely.
But do I root for George all the time? No. Am I rooting for him on the track? Not so much. Am I, but do I enjoy like him as a personality? Yes.
Yes.
Like, I always will, because of just, he's like won me over.
Yeah.
I also said he literally manifested this life for himself.
Yes, he did.
Is the manifesting king. You know, he realized he wanted to be a racing driver. I mean, there's that famous photo of him. I don't know if it's famous, but there's that photo of him as like a 10-year-old
yeah.
behind Lewis Hamilton mm-hmm. trying to get like an autograph. It's like,
he, and now they're teammates.
Yeah. He it's has crazy. Like want, he like, looked at what he wanted, and he was like, I'm gonna get that.
Yeah.
You know, he cold emailed Toto Wolff and was like,
I never knew that.
Yeah, he like got his email and was like, I'm a racing driver, like, I want to race for you someday. And like, Toto was like, okay, like, if you know, I'll keep an eye on you. Made a PowerPoint, I think, as well to nice. Like basically prove why he deserves to be in the Mercedes driver academy. Like, he's a girl boss.
Yeah,
he is a girl boss. Bossed his way
yeah
to the top.
I'd love to see it.
He's a very solid driver.
Yeah.
Much like Carlos, very always thinking ahead, mm-hmm. always thinking about what's next, what else can he do, you know, almost to a fault, like he's yeah. a little bit too strategy
charge, yeah.
yeah, and like trying to constantly be like game the system,
yeah, or like, you know? Figure out what Lewis is doing,
yeah,
all this stuff.
Or like he thinks that if he like does this off strategy that it's he's gonna win, it's mm-hmm. like, or he's gonna get a podium or something, it doesn't always work in his favor,
yeah.
But he like really seems to take advantages, like, or takes every advantage that comes his way. And
yeah.
Content king.
Yep.
As you said, Carmen. Carmen, big icon. Reason.
Love
again,
her.
Love the content that they both provide. She really increases his value.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're a power couple. You love to see it. And then also his radios. He always provides a good, even when he's not trying to be funny. I mean, not that they're ever really trying to be funny, but like he just, it's always humorous.
Yeah.
His delivery is always funny.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I also think kudos to whoever decided he needed to change his hairstyle. It has enhanced him and like it just enhanced so much. And then he spent the last two New Years with Fernando, which I think
iconic.
Is super important.
Also, great friends, loves Danny Ricciardo.
Yeah.
So we always have to stay on anyone who has respect for Danny Rick. Mm-hmm. They were together over the summer break. Do you remember? They were at whatever, Martin Garrix thing, which every driver is like obsessed with Martin Garrix.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, and like obviously he's friends with Lando, mm-hmm. friends with Alex. Yeah. Like,
so if you think you don't like George right now,
you do.
You will.
You will like George. Yeah. Like he...
Lean in. It's way more fun.
It's
when you
way
like him.
More fun to enjoy George. And like, again, much like Fernando, much like some of these other drivers, like the sport needs George Russell.
Absolutely.
And we cannot forget the T pose as well. What he gave us.
Truly.
With that T pose.
It'll never happen again.
And we'll never be able to like pay him back for that.
Yeah. And he'll never live it down.
Exactly. Lewis Hamilton, who you mentioned Charles Leclerc is F1, but Lewis Hamilton, I think, is also F1.
Yes.
Like, again, from an icon, from a look, from an everything perspective, like, and I think for a lot of people, like, he genuinely is Formula One.
Yeah.
Because they don't know anything else about Formula One but Lewis Hamilton.
I mean, until Drive to Survive, that's like, I knew that he was a Formula One driver and I didn't even really know what that meant.
Exactly. He is tied with Michael Schumacher for the most drivers' championships of all time with 7. Listen, a lot of people have differing feelings about Lewis. Some love, some hate, some in between. I think however you fall, he is one of the goats of the sport. Undisputed.
Yeah.
He also really came from, I don't want to say nothing, but like really worked his way into Formula One.
Yeah.
Faced so much adversity. You know, his dad worked a number of jobs to even pay, you know, to have the money to fund his go-karting career, like, was often, you know, for, I think, most of his career, the only person of color on the track. And, like, that had its own set of hardships that he had to go through.
Yeah.
Like, just as a very resilient person, I think, had to go through a lot. And, like, just genuinely, when you think of, like, an icon, he is an icon.
Yeah.
He really is, like, the way that he presents himself as mm-hmm. like a fashion icon and like kind of pushing the boundaries of that and making F1 more like, I don't know, it in that realm of like fashion lifestyle type of stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, he pushes for diversity, pushes for change. Like when anything happens in Formula One, like controversial or someone gets you know, in trouble for saying something or Helmut Marko does something stupid, it's like, who do people turn to?
Lewis
Hamilton. Like he's always having to like,
he's an ally.
Yeah. And like the real sense of the word.
Right.
And, but also like he says things and it's unfortunate. We said this before, like why is Lewis always the one that's only ever getting asked these questions to, but like, it's because he's also the one that actually says stuff
right.
and like, you know, stands up for something. And so if that's important for you to be a fan of somebody who like stands up for what they believe in and, all that stuff, he's like the kind of the only one that really does. As I said, fashion king, great on social media.
Yeah.
Kind of like sneakily so, like you mm-hmm. wouldn't expect it, but does great photo dumps, posts very, like, he knows what the people want.
Yes.
Very much so.
Agreed. I feel like we've talked about this before too, but it definitely seems like he's kind of leaning into like a mentor type role right now. And then we can't forget that he is the reason we have the driver dinner photos and potentially the driver dinner for years and years to come.
Totally. So thank you, Lewis, for your services. He's also the reason, probably, I have to imagine, why we were on the Merck Instagram page.
Because gotta be.
I think he was the one that initiated the mood photo with Charles Leclerc. Which, speaking of Charles Leclerc, and, you know, again, it's like he is Formula One. And it does seem like Lewis has sort of, I don't want to say taking Charles under his wing, but I think he has a real fondness for Charles Leclerc.
I agree.
And he may be like the heir apparent. You know, he might see like, I'm going to unfortunately, Charles Leclerc cannot be knighted because he is not British, but,
they don't have knights in Monaco.
I don't believe they do, but, he's a sir. Yeah. We should also acknowledge that, you know, that's a big deal. That's very few people are.
None of the other drivers can say that.
The other drivers are, though. I'm sure George is just,
he wants it bad. Weep.
He wants it bad.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's a stunning person, beautiful man, another short king.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
And Roscoe,
dog dad, loves his dog, loves to do fun, adventure-y things, surfing, skydiving, traveling. Like, he definitely.
Yeah. He's certified skydiver, right? Like, he just does it by himself now.
He's also like motivational. He'll give you a great motivational quote on Instagram. Absolutely. Should you need it.
Very spiritual person.
Yeah. And, you have to love it. You have to respect. Mm-hmm. So King Lewis. Okay. Two left. We're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
Checo
Perez.
I said he is the king of Mexico.
Yeah.
Literally, I don't think there's a home race. Maybe.
It's wild.
Maybe one of Max's, like, in, like, the Netherlands.
Maybe.
Because those orange, that, like, orange army is intense. Yeah,
they're scary.
And the flares and stuff.
I almost said grenades, which I know is not the right one. That would be a whole different experience.
He is beloved in Mexico. There is
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's beloved even like in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Or we're planning to go to Miami this year. I can only imagine Miami's probably going to be a very similar thing. So if you are Mexican American, have any sort of heritage in your heritage, I almost guarantee that like your family loves Checo. I think he's on commercials, like billboards all over Mexico, like everything. Looks like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Which is just like a fun fact.
It is a fun fact. It's pretty weird.
I also said for Checo, he was like on the fringes of being out in F1. Mm-hmm. He, again, another, Lance Stroll type of thing, when Racing Point, signed Sebastian Vettel back in 2021. Obviously, Lance wasn't going to lose his seat. And so that meant Checo was going to lose his seat.
Mm-hmm.
And then Checo ended up winning his very first win ever. He won like one of the very last races of the season. And that's what got him the Red Bull seat.
Yeah.
So like, he's like,
he's got it there.
Way back into Formula One. If you're a Max Verstappen fan, I'm not saying he won the championship because of Checo, but like
Checo's
defense of Lewis Hamilton in that final race and like holding him back for as long as he did, he's a team player.
Yeah, he is.
And he really doesn't have to. He, you know, Red Bull, we can talk forever about that team, but like he's kind of gotten been put in some tough situations.
Yeah.
Brazil,
when,
you know, Max didn't help him out. Like it's a tough place to be, that Red Bull second seat.
Yeah.
And I think he has done a good job. Like, he doesn't seem to be someone who like speaks out about like how unhappy he is or whatever. Like he does a good job of like the PR talk.
Mm-hmm. And they do seem to get along.
Yeah. They seem to get along. And I think also like we have to acknowledge the fact that he had a really tough season last year, but like he just kind of keeps persevering. Like there's something to be said for that, because obviously like it's never easy. Even if people that listen to the show know that we're not always like the biggest fans of his, but like I do admire the fact that like he just keeps going, keeps fighting. It can't mentally be easy.
No.
You will appreciate this.
Okay.
Love tequila.
Yes.
Big tequila fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think he's also funny in the way that like it's so weird that he's younger than Daniel, but like
that is weird.
But like he's funny in the way of like he just like doesn't know stuff. You know, like a dad would be like, they're just like, I don't know what this means, or I don't understand this. It's like, that's always kind of funny to me.
Yeah. Also his dad.
He's a dad. Yeah.
And no, his dad.
Oh my God. Yes.
I mean, he is a dad and that's cool. But like
his dad
is a legend,
an icon. Speaking of, you know, Checo's dad and Lewis's dad,
besties,
that's a reason to be. Checo's dad was wagging his finger at the crowd when they were booing. Was it Lewis or Max?
Max, maybe.
I think I can't remember, but he was like, don't boo. No. Yeah. Checo's dad is an icon. Best. Anything else to say about Checks?
No. I thought you, I mean, really, it's, I could just repeat all the, a lot of the stuff you said, but
I think he, I think if you watched F1, like last season was your first season, you might be like, Checo, like what? But I do, I really do think, even though obviously we would want Daniel in that second seat, like we can't lie on this couch or these chairs and say this, but like, I still think he's worthy of being, I think he still deserves to be in Formula One.
Sure.
Like, I don't think he deserves to be out of the sport.
We also do need to give him credit where credit's due for making it through that photo shoot he was forced to be a part
100%.
Of. 100%. Because that was tough.
We also have to thank him because, he's spawned a lot of great nicknames.
Yes.
From his nickname, Checo. Yeah. Clackers, which is what my family calls him, and then also Chanko.
Yeah. Which Jason Tardik calls him.
If you know, you know. We can't get into it now.
No, we can't.
All right. Last.
Talk about Max.
But certainly not least is Max Verstappen. I give the floor to you.
Okay. I love Max. A lot of people don't, and that's totally fine. I think you're wrong.
It's like
you think I'm wrong.
It's like Lewis. The response, the feelings are the same. It's like there's the people that love, the people that hate, and then there's the people in the middle. But like they garner strong reactions because they win so much and do so well.
Sure.
And that bothers people.
Yes. I think anyone, I mean, again, Max is my favorite, and I still want, I want to watch Max do what Max does. Well, when he's 30 seconds ahead of somebody, you don't really get to, like, you're impressed that he's able to do that, but you don't really get to see him do his thing. And I don't like that. So I prefer when he starts at P14 because it's more entertaining to watch for, you know, the 12 minutes it takes him to get back to the front. Anyway.
When you said, I want to see him doing his thing, what do you think I thought of?
I don't know. I was trying to think of it when you giggled, but I couldn't get there fast enough.
I was thinking of Mean Girls.
Oh.
Kenny G.
That's funny. Okay. Well, Max, he's an incredible driver.
Yeah.
As Zoe, I think we talked about this on the last episode, but like, I have never seen Max DNF in my time as a fan, which is not really necessarily on his driving skills. It's also on the engineer. I mean, well, he didn't crash, but also the car didn't just stop working like some other cars. And then I think what there's, what, five races?
There's 11 races he didn't win.
Okay. That's crazy.
Yeah. In 2 years.
So yeah, he's a great driver. I said, he's very focused, which I think is really good, but I also like, what, not that I don't need to spend time worrying about him, but it's who I am. I worry that it sometimes says detriment. Like, do you like, are you having fun? And I think he is, but it's like, he's always
A simple person.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like, I don't think he, you know, whereas other drivers might, like a Lewis or a Lando, it's like, I want to go do this. I want to do that. I want to go travel.
Like, his and hobby, passion, and job is
like,
racing.
And I think he also just, like, doesn't need a lot to, like, be happy. Like, I think he's fine just chilling, hanging out. Like, doesn't need to be, he's not, I don't see him as, like, a searcher as much as some other drivers are.
No. And, I mean, the reality, I mean, he was born to be a Formula One driver.
Yeah.
Period.
Forced.
Well, yes. And then bred to be one.
Yeah.
So I said, very focused. He's a great gift giver.
Yep.
Which is very important in a human being, I think. He's private, which I think can be positive and negative. I think for him, I understand why you keep your, you know, personal life private. The one negative is that I feel like we don't always get to see him, but I feel like he's been opening up a little bit more, seeing his personality. I do think he's funny. He seems, a lot of the drivers on the grid say Max is one of their favorite other people on the grid. Like that, so I think he's well liked, which I think is counterintuitive to who he is on the track, because I think he can get, you know, angry and be, you know, sound like an ass, but and maybe is being an ass in the moment, but I think that's just, again, the like focus, and I feel like a lot of people get that way. He seems like a good stepdad figure to Penelope. And I just love him. And he's tall. So if that works for you.
Tall.
I don't know.
F1 driver, tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, you'll never be sad if you're a Max Verstappen fan. I mean, there'll be a few races that he doesn't win, maybe.
Yeah,
but you can go into an F1 season being like, I'm going to see Max win. I'm probably going to see him win a world or a, you know, championship. Like, you're going to, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
You're not going to be worried. Is he going to have a seat for next year?
Right.
What does his future look like? Like,
It's comfortable.
It's comfortable. It's a good place to be. He is, again, one of, certainly now, three-time world champion, certainly one of the GOATs. Will go down as one of the best drivers of all time. Mm-hmm. He has a great sense of humor. Like, yes. he is funny. I think Daniel, like, his love of Daniel and Daniel's love of Max, I think really, like, shows another side of Max. And I think says a lot about Max as well. Like, I think that it shows that, you know, he doesn't always let his guard down.
Yeah.
But when he does with certain people, like, you get to see more of who he is. He obviously is also very close with Lando. Mm-hmm. Again, like, there's a common theme, like the Max, the Lando, Daniel, like, they're all kind of friends and all seem to enjoy each other. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, seems like a very sweet person.
Loves a drink.
Yes. He, some of his party videos are absolutely hilarious.
Very funny.
When he's drunk. My favorite is when he's going over and he thinks he has another drink in his hand and he doesn't. That's very funny.
Oh my God. Just an incident.
Oh my God.
How the hell did we not talk about that?
Oh my God. Speaking of Formula One.
God almighty. Well,
just an incident. Charles Leclerc. I mean, that goes into his humor, which is like, I'm stupid. I mean, all the things. Gosh. He is a quote king. But yeah, Max being on the other side of that.
Of the just an incident.
It's not fair.
Yeah. And I think he's used it. He's brought up incident again, which is great.
He has brought it up.
Yeah. We love a callback.
We love a callback. I think it's interesting. What I love about Formula One, this is not like a new thing, or like people obviously talk about this all the time, but genuinely the different personalities and types of people that are on the grid is so fun because really when you look it down, I mean, Max, Checo, Lewis, George, Carl, like, they're all so different. They all have something different about them. And like, regardless of what you like or don't like in a personality, like, you'll find someone on the grid that fits your vibe.
It's like one big boy band. There's someone for everyone.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, some like Justin Timberlake and some like
JC
or Lance Bass or Chris Kirkpatrick.
Yeah. Or Joey. Don't forget about Joey.
Joey.
You can't list them all and not list
Joey.
Sorry.
Sorry. I honestly was like kind of forgetting who
Joey. Joe.
Yeah, so that's that on that.
Wow. Thanks for going on this journey with us.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was fun to, like, think about. It, like, made me have an appreciation for every driver. Like, going through this as, like, an exercise, it was like, oh, yeah, that's very cool about them. Or that's cool about them, or whatever. And it made me even, like, love certain people even more, because it was just like, wow, this person is, like, thank God for them being in Formula One. Like, what would life be like without?
Yeah, it also made me realize, in not so good of a way, how much shit I talk on some of these drivers, because I had a hard time digging deep. I knew it existed. It just wasn't the first thing
I also think it's important to say, too, because we obviously talked about how much we like all these people. I think it's also important to say that, like, you know, as we go forth with our podcast over the course of the season and, like, do race recaps and stuff, like, there are drivers. Well, first of all, we don't hate any driver.
No,
we do not. Some people may think we do. We don't. But if we were to do a ranking of 1 through 20, there's going to be somebody at number 20.
That's
just
how,
like, I'm sure every person who listens to this, watches this, that you also have a number 20.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes sports great is, like, you have the people you root for and the people that you don't root for.
Right.
It's not like I hate them. It's just it makes it more fun that way. But it's also who you connect with or who you don't. And so I think it's okay to be like, I don't really connect with that person. They're not really for me, but I do connect with XYZ. So like, I think
it's fine.
I think it's all good. And as long as you, again, are like respectful of them and not judging them for things that are out of their control or things that they can't, you know, change about themselves or whatever, it's all good.
Fun. It's all good.
It's all good.
All gravy.
That was great.
That was great.
That was fun.
So cathartic in a way.
I know. It was like, yes, Formula One. Love it.
It's so good.
It's so good. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. Sorry, this was a two-parter, but hopefully it was worth your time and energy and waiting and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with another great episode. So until then,
enchanté.